The Song of the Whispering Breeze by Don Nicholas. In the quiet corner of a sleepy town, nestled between the rolling hills and the serene countryside, lived a man named Oliver. Once a vibrant and lively soul, Oliver had lost his way in life. The weight of responsibility, the relentless demands of a fast-paced world, and the loss of a loved one had dimmed the spark in his eyes. His days had become a monotonous routine, a ceaseless cycle of work and solitude. One warm summer evening, as the golden sun dipped below the horizon, Oliver found himself in his neglected garden. The once vibrant blooms had withered, and the garden had become a tangled labyrinth of weeds and forgotten dreams. It mirrored his own life, a tangled mess of missed opportunities and fading hopes. Sitting on a moss-covered stone bench, Oliver gazed at the garden's sorry state. He couldn't help but feel a profound sense of disconnection, not only from the world around him but from his own self. He longed for something he couldn't quite put into words, a purpose that had eluded him for years. The evening breeze, carrying the faint scent of honeysuckle and lavender, whispered secrets as it danced through the garden. It rustled the leaves of the cherry blossom tree, which stood sentinel near the garden center. Oliver closed his eyes and let the breeze wash over him, its gentle touch a balm to his weary soul. In the stillness of that moment, something magical began to happen. The breeze seemed to speak to him, not in words, but in emotions and sensations. It carried with it memories of happier times, moments of laughter and love that had long been buried beneath the rubble of his life. It whispered of dreams unfulfilled, of passions neglected, and of the beauty that had been waiting patiently for him to notice. Oliver's heart swelled with a newfound warmth and clarity. Tears welled up in his eyes as he realized the truth that had been hiding in plain sight. He had been living life but not truly experiencing it. The garden, like his soul, had been waiting for him to nurture it, to let the beauty within it flourish once more. With newfound purpose, Oliver rose from the stone bench and began to tend to his garden. He trimmed the overgrown branches, pulled the weeds from the soil, and gave the neglected flowers the care and attention they deserved. As he worked, the garden seemed to respond to his touch, coming back to life with vibrant colors and a symphony of fragrances. Days turned into weeks, and as Oliver poured his heart into the garden, he found that he was also nurturing his own spirit. The garden became a sanctuary of healing and transformation. It whispered wisdom to him, guiding him towards a path that felt true and authentic. He rekindled old passions, connected with old friends, and slowly began to rebuild the life he had lost. The whispering breeze had awakened something deep within Oliver, a sense of purpose and belonging that had long been absent from his life. With every passing day, he felt more connected to the world around him, and the world, in turn, seemed to respond with its own magic. As he sat once again on the stone bench in his now thriving garden, Oliver looked up at the cherry blossom tree, its pink petals bathed in the soft light of the setting sun. He knew he had found his way back to himself, guided by the song of the whispering breeze and the enchantment of his own heart. And so, in that magical garden under the watchful gaze of the cherry blossom tree, Oliver began to live his life anew, with purpose, love, and a heart full of gratitude for the mystical moment that had brought him back to life.